Shkalim Perk Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ve'elu shechayav b'kalban. And these are the ones that are chayav in a kalban. A kalban, different mafarshim have different explanations what it's for. One thing we're going to see, according to the Rush, and the Rav brings this too, is that a kalban is chayav if a person doesn't give the machzis ha-shekel that's written in the Torah. Or it can really just be any machzis ha-shekel. If you give something else than a machzis ha-shekel, then you're going to be chayav a kalban. The second reason one would give a kalban that's brought down in the Rambam, Taisis Yontif brings this, and the Rav actually brings this as well, is that it was used sometimes to make sure that Hekdesh doesn't lose out when they'd switch money from a full shekel to two machzis ha-shekel. Sometimes, I believe a lot of the currency was based upon weight, not just like we have, where everything has a set value. Theirs was based on weight, and when they would switch, there were times where Hekdesh may lose out. Therefore, that would be another reason to give a kalban, when you would be switching a shekel for two machzis ha-shekel, when Hekdesh would do that. So these are the ones that are chayv in a kalban. Levim v'Yisraelim v'geim v'avodim m'shuchrarim. A Levi Yisrael, a ger, an eved that's m'shuchrar, which is a eved knani that has a din of an ish, and then he was freed. Avalo kohanim v'noshim v'avodim m'ktanim. But not a kohen, he doesn't have to give a kalban. Noshim avodim m'ktanim, we know, because noshim avodim m'ktanim, they're not even chayv in machzis ha-shekel. So of course they don't have to give a kalban if they do happen to voluntarily give one. A kohen is chayv in machzis ha-shekel. But Taisis Yontif brings, I believe it's a Kesef Mishnah, that since we don't force a kohen to give machzis ha-shekel, so when he does give one, he's also not going to need to give a kalban, even though we hold that he is chayiv in machzis ha-shekel, but we don't force him to, so he's not chayiv in a kalban. Mishnah continues, Hashok al yidei kohen, al yidei isha, al yidei eved, al yidei katan potter. If a person, the Rav explains, through a loan, he's lending them, so he's doing it on their behalf, but he expects to be paid back. If he's giving a matana to any of these people, and he's giving a machzis ha-shekel on their behalf, and he does not expect it to be paid back, so you don't even need to tell me a kohen, an ish, an evan. It's really any Jew. If you give a matana as a machzis ha-shekel, so that would not be chayv in a kalban. So here it's not a matana, it's a loan, the Rav explains, and you're lending to any of these people, so you're going to be putter on the kalban, just like if these people would be giving it themselves. V'im shokol al yodo v'al yad chavero. But if you are giving a full shekel, you're not making Hekdesh change the money. You're giving a complete shekel, and in that shekel, you're having half of it represent you and half of it represent your friend. Chayiv b'kalban echad. So the Tana Kama holds, you'll be chayiv in one kalban. The Rav explains, you're going to be chayiv in the kalban. The reason you can be chayiv in the kalban is because this Tana Kama held, if a person would have given a machzis ha-shekel that's written in the Torah, you'd be potter from a kalban. Torah says, ze yitnu. This and nothing more. But since this guy is giving something more, he's giving a full shekel, therefore he's going to be chayv in one kalban. Now notice that it's only one, and it's not the second kalban that would be given because you're making Hekdesh lose, because there's no changing of money going on here. Rabbi Meir, Omer Shnei Kalbanos, Rabbi Meir says you would give two kalbanos, because according to Meir, even one person that gives a machzis ha-shekel, he's always going to give a kalban. No matter what. Not because of any of the reasons that we've said. Rather, according to Meir, based on the Yerushalmi, if you're not giving the same matbeah shel esh, the fiery coin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, you're going to be chayiv in a kalban. So in this case, there were two people that were giving a machzis ha-shekel, and therefore, there was no fiery coin here, so they're both going to be chayiv a kalban. However, ha-noisin selav v'noitel shekel chayiv shnei kalbonis. And like the Rav explains, even the Tana Kama agrees with this, that if a person would give, not on his friend's behalf, but he gave a complete selah. Now, when it says selah, it's in place of a shekel. And when it says he gives a selah, he gives one selah, he gives one shekel, and he takes back a machzis ha-shekel. It says he takes back a shekel, but the shkolim that they had in the Mishnayos was the same as the machzis ha-shekel that they had in previous times. So that's what it's just referring to, but it's really the same thing. He gave a shekel, and he took back a machzis ha-shekel. Chayiv shnei kalbonis. Now he'd be chayiv too, even according to the Tana Kama. Why? So the first reason is, the Rav explains, he'd be chayiv in the kalbon. Why? Because he's not giving the machzis ha-shekel that was written in the Torah. He's giving a full shekel. So therefore, he's chayiv one kalbon. Now the reason that he's chayiv is the second kalbon is because he's making the mikdash work for him. They will be losing out as a result of that. Whether it's just because of their work that they're doing to change the money, or that the currency is not going to be exact and they're going to be machriya, the currency, because they're not getting the exact amount. Therefore, he's going to be chayv in additional kalban, even according to the Tanakama.